So, what are you doing now?
I'm going to be a stand-up comedian.
Really? You're not funny.
That's what I've been trying to tell everybody, but they all say I'm hysterical.
But you're not.
Great. Well, that's just fantastic, because I believed everybody and I've already booked shows in town. What am I going to do?
Yeah, that sucks. Really.
There's a difference between being frank and being dick.
Yeah, well, it's really good seeing you again. What name do you go by now? In case I want to catch one of your shows?
Cherry. Cherry, darling.
Sounds like a stripper.
No, it sounds like a go-go dancer. There's a difference.
Well, you'll always be Palomita to me.
Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Douglas.
And this is Damon.
And we're back again.
Mm-hmm. And Andrew's.
But wait, hold on. I'd like to just qualify this again business. We didn't have an episode last week, did we?
No, we never recorded.
So we're not really back again, are we? We're just kind of here.
Well, I'm actually speaking, you know, in the general sense.
We're doing it again.
We've been back before. We're back again.
Back again for the first time.
Yeah, for the first time. Mm-hmm. For the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
anyways, mm-hmm. Let's just start off. Damien's meant to make anger at me if I had point him out first. So, Douglas, what did you watch this week?
Alright, so, what I watched this week to make sure that Damien does not make angry at Andrew was...
I make angry at all of them.
Okay, so I just want to say that this week I watched the worst movie ever made, and in hopes of never reliving that those emotions and that event again, I'm not going to talk about that movie. I'm just going to let you know.
Can you at least tell us the
name? No, I can't.
I'm willing to bet money it's that you haven't seen the worst movie ever made.
I have. Think, okay. Alright, you know what? The most I'm gonna do is clue you in. Just think it's kind of Freaky Friday meets Golden Girls.
I know which that's movie
about,
you're talking.
That's about
Me Again. That's the name of the movie.
It's You Again.
Or yeah. You Again.
I would be annoying and make sure you tell us exactly why you watch this movie, but we already know.
We already know. Okay. Now, however, this movie was
eclipsed. I watched it for the porn.
This movie was kind of eclipsed by some of the really good movies that I watched this week. I'll get some of the not so great... Well, alright. So, I watched The Other Guys.
Again.
Finally. No, I've never watched this movie before. And it was
aim for the bushes.
I had seen those couple of minutes. It
dirty
was
mic on the boys.
Exactly. The Other Guys was an okay movie. I feel I didn't like it as much as I thought I would, because you guys, I think, hyped it up a lot. But at the same time, I finished watching this movie with the same feeling that I finished watching Step Brothers with. And right now, I really love Step Brothers. So I think that this is one of those things, you watch it more and more and
repeat
you really...
viewings.
Yeah, exactly.
You're wrong. It's awesome for me.
Okay. I also watched The January Man, which is an oldish movie with...
never heard of it.
It has Kevin Klein. It has Harvey Keitel. It has... what's her name? Mastrantonio. The chick from The Abyss and... Al Pacino's movie.
Shoot.
Maria? Is it Maria Mastrantonio? Her name is? I can't remember her first name.
No,
but yeah, she's in Tony Montana
like
as well as his sister. But the movie, it's alright, I guess. It's a fun little Kevin Klein detective sort of movie. Okay, in my book. Okay, now, I also watched Let Me In, which is a remake of Let the Right One In.
Too soon.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit too soon.
For me, personally. I'm pretty sure it's a good movie, but it just feels...
You see, that's the thing. The thing about this movie... Soon. The thing about this movie is... I watched it, and I'm just like... it's alright.
Alright, I don't want to be... The reason I don't want to watch it is because I don't want to be that person that goes around saying, yeah, but the original is better. So I've met people like that, and they're assholes. So I just gonna give it its own time.
Do you usually look in the mirror when you meet those people?
Pretty much all the time.
Okay.
Now I have
a kind of sound like me.
You talking to me?
Okay, so I've got two more movies that I watched this week, and both of them were huge disappointments. The first one is... Well, technically, I don't think it's a French movie.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2?
No, that I loved. Okay. That was fantastic.
I was getting worried.
It's better than the worst movie ever made.
The Room is the worst movie ever made, but we don't need to talk about that movie.
I've been meaning to watch that movie forever.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't break the barrier.
Let me tell you. If I was watching it with other people, because everyone was... said, you know, it's one of the best worst movies. They always recall that they watch it with, you know, a lot of people.
Oh, of course. They have so you get fun, to make fun of it. Yeah.
But sitting by yourself watching that movie, none of the humor of its
it doesn't
badness.
Translate.
It's just, it's not like the Troll where you just go, what? And you just laugh at it because it's so, no, this movie's
okay.
It's really bad, guys. I mean, like worse than Biodome bad.
Wow, okay.
Have to watch it this week.
Pauly Shore was in Biodome. Just the kids you guys were ordering.
Alright, so yes, this is a movie with Juliette Binoche. It's called Certified Copy. And at first, the first, say, 5 minutes of this movie...
That's a British movie that played at Sundance.
Is it British? I'm not sure where it comes from. Okay. I'm not 100% sure. So, the first 5 minutes of this film plays out, and I almost cried. Because it looked like it was going to be Before Sunset, After Sunrise, Part 3. And in a sense, it was. It was exactly that movie. It was two people, a couple, walking around and talking and just really just having the conversation and the progression in the conversation to kind of enlighten you about these two characters is what drove the movie. But...
Then it took a left turn.
It was... this movie was horrible.
I want to watch it. Don't tell me that. I still want to watch the movie.
Because A, Juliette Binoche is crazy. B, this movie is horrible.
Okay.
There really is like the thing about this film is that you start off thinking one thing about these two people, and then throughout the movie they kind of throw you some curveballs that kind of make you say, but why? Alright, fine. If you're telling me that this is true, why did they do that a half an hour ago? And then it happens again, and you said the same thing. If this is true, why was this happening before here?
Like, alright, guys, I'll play ball. We're just going to ignore all of that stuff. Douglas, don't say that. Still, I want to watch a movie.
Watch it. No, you might like it. I mean, it really is in the same vein of Before Sunset, Before Sunrise.
Douglas, you just said the movie doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, though. And anyway, whatever. This movie was a huge, huge disappointment. Probably not as much as the next one.
I'll watch it and hope that you're wrong.
No, the next movie. I know I'm going to get a bunch of flack, especially from you, Damien. I mean, I'm sure the whole wide internet, because everybody on the internet listens to this show, is going to, you know...
Yeah, we have the numbers to prove it.
Exactly. The numbers are spectacular. But they're going to have me up as this stupid little movie watcher. But so I watched a movie called... Yeah, I know. I watched a movie called The Fighter the other day.
Okay.
And I'm not certain... why anybody really likes this movie.
Did you see Christian Bale?
Alright. Christian Bale,
you saw him, right?
Sure. Christian Bale, alright.
And but, the mother and the children and her daughters.
The daughters look, are funny. Right,
stop
but
focusing
no,
on Mark Wahlberg
no, and
you will enjoy the movie.
No, but the thing is, yes, we all agree. Everybody around the world agrees. Mark Wahlberg is an empty shell. Well, essentially that's all he is.
No, the other guys kind of disprove that. and the big hit.
What was the big hit?
It's so good.
He's a peacock.
No, what we proved is there are two Mark Wahlbergs.
Yes.
There's Mark Wahlberg turned off, and that's the Fido.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Mark Wahlberg who realizes it's shit and turns it
hey,
on.
Hey, and don't you dare call the big hit shit.
Anyway.
Dare you?
No, but I'm being 100% serious. So why is this movie being... I don't understand why this movie is being considered as one of the greats of 2010.
It's the performances.
No, but I'll give you, the performance from Christian Bale is fairly decent. Other than that, there's nothing to talk home about. I'm not saying that things are bad, right? But performance-wise, it ranges from okay to Mark Wahlberg, all right? And it's
look, it's the type of movie that
but
we've all
this
seen
movie,
before.
But the thing about... That's what I'm saying, too, is this movie is nothing spectacular. It's you know what it is? It is, the Philadelphia Eagles movie. What's the name of that? Invincible. This movie is Invincible with Christian
Bale.
Every
single sports movie ever.
But I know, and there's nothing special about the way that David Russell presented it. There's nothing special about the story. There's nothing special about most of the acting. So I don't understand why this movie is being touted as, you know, the forerunner for Best Picture Oscar this and Best Actor that, and I don't see it.
Christian Bale's performance is spectacular. That is why people
I think Christian Bale's performance was good. I suppose
it's being trumped by what performance you've seen this year. Don't say Buried, please, dear God, don't say Buried, because you know we're not going to win anything. So Buried aside,
it's being trumped by Kieran Culkin.
Buried aside.
Of course. Kieran Culkin, come on.
All right.
No, I would definitely pick, so for supporting actor, I'd probably pick Winter's Bone Man before him.
Douglas, don't get me wrong, you know. When I was saying how much I like the movies, because I went in expecting, you know, the bare minimum, and it beat all of my expectations. Even Mark Wahlberg's, with his blank stares into the camera while everyone acts around
him. I do have to say one more thing about this movie. It was really nice to get to look at Amy Adams in less clothes than usual. That was fun.
You do know there's the internet, right?
I know, yeah, but every time, you know, you get surprised, you're like, oh yes, that's nice looking.
Wow.
Where you say it's okay because you didn't go out looking for it, right?
Yeah,
because it was shown to
yeah.
Exactly.
I didn't, you know, I just
stumbled upon it. Now I can watch it and still not feel dirty.
Sure.
You're like, it's not my fault she took her clothes off.
I didn't know this was going to happen. Never mind, it was on the poster. Right, that's
it. It was on the poster, really? What?
No, it wasn't. No, it was.
No, but that's the things that people say. I'm sorry.
I mean, you not liking the Fighter is not that big a deal. I mean, it's a sports movie. It is only elevated, in my opinion, by the acting. So that's alright. Alright, my turn. Before Andrew stabs me for not being first. I've done it 2 weeks now and he's taking it personally. Alright. I've been watching a lot of Comedy Central. I've found my two new favorite shows. Uh-huh. They're both Onion News Network related. It's the Sports Dome, which, I mean, it is so... If you know the Onion, then you pretty much know what to expect. And it seems that they've finally gotten into the rhythm of the shows, and they are spectacular. When you can watch a sports show which tells you about, you know, things that vaguely references things that happened in the week, when you can watch that more than once and still laugh, you know that there's something special about it. And they have the regular Onion News Network show, which is like, those 7 o'clock news half hours, and they mock the hell out of everything, and it is spectacular. I've been watching Comedy Central Presents, the new season, and I think America might be running out of funny. I mean, these guys.
How long is that show, by the way? Is that an hour or half?
No, they're half an hour.
Okay, so half an hour.
Comedy Central Presents and the Sports and the Onion News shows, they're both half hour. Some of the comics are pretty good, but maybe I've listened to too much stand-up, but I keep hearing other stand-up comics jokes in these guys, and none of them, I haven't seen any one of them that I'd say is special. They're still funny, but they're not, it's not like breakout funny. It's nothing that, you know, I'd go around telling people, oh, you need to hear this joke because it's remarkable. Justified is back.
Yes, it is.
And just in time, as I just burned through the first season again. Hey guys, Justified is really good.
Did you watch the first episode, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, I have.
And what did you think of
it's very good.
Yeah, I believe that I agree with you. That episode was
pretty much
awesome.
Pretty much I mean, it's not Terrence.
Yeah.
I still miss Terrence.
Yeah.
I'm still bitter. And the DVDs aren't out. So you guys need... You can get it on Amazon on demand, which you can't get in Jamaica because... I mean, we don't...
People in Jamaica don't watch TV.
Yeah, we don't have internet and watch TV. It's ridiculous. But I'm waiting for that to come out so that I can... I'm probably going to buy two and just have one sealed, put down somewhere, and then hand out the other one to everyone. Have you seen Terrence? No? Here. I saw the movie that you refused to talk about.
Did you?
Yeah, how's with that?
Wow, okay.
Guys, it's bad.
It's horrible.
And we can't move on.
But we knew that coming from the trailer.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying.
Why did you watch it?
Sisters, yeah.
Okay. It's also dominated
by women.
With women.
No, not really. I watch it with them because I like to be part of the family. I like them to remember.
Douglas.
You're a sick man. I like them to remember that I still live there. And I'm not just this shadowy person that passes them as I walk into my room and disappear. I saw City Island again.
Oh, that's a good movie.
I love that movie. My mother wasn't amused with the child who liked big women. She wasn't a fan of that. She thought that's where the cross line.
The girl can be a stripper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's, she's like, that's so sick. That's mean. That's mean
fat
to fat
people.
Fat people are people
love.
Too.
Fat
women
love.
Are people too. Fact, they're more than a woman. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Right. While I forced them to watch City Island, I was forced to watch some other movies to pay for them seeing good movies. And I saw, finally, the first Twilight movie. Now, hold on. I saw 20 minutes of the movie. Because 20 minutes is all it took for me to realize I don't need to be family with these people anymore. I'm willing to let some things go. Like, nope. No, I don't love you guys that much. I'm going to go outside and watch grass grow, guys. It's like that first movie. I don't know how they got to make other movies after that. That movie's god awful. I mean, I don't even know why I'm talking about it, because I'm pretty sure everyone understands that the movie is bad. But even though I've heard it repeatedly for what, 3 years now, it still didn't prepare me for how god awful the movie is. Terrible. Wow, it's really bad.
So you couldn't even laugh at it like how I do?
No, it's just...
This is the first movie?
Yeah, this is the first one.
I actually kind of agree. I wasn't able to laugh at the first one. It's
because
the second
you
one.
In the theater.
But maybe, yeah. The second one, I was very much able to do so.
Do your sisters like that movie?
I don't know. I didn't stay in there long enough.
It's not like they're fans and they made it.
No, they've seen. I think they've seen all of them. I think it was my mother who wanted to see it for so. Like, she heard the name on the news or something. And after the Oscar nominations came out, she's like, I want to see these movies. And she made us a list. And instead of watching the good movies on the list, she went straight to Twilight and some other garbage. That's it. That's it. I saw another movie that I really enjoyed, but we're talking about that next week.
Okay, so this week, let's see, did I? A mixed bag of films. I'll start out with the worst movie I saw this week. If you thought this movie was going to be good or average or you had any hopes, guess what? It's a piece of shit. It's the new Ivan Reitman film, No Strings Attached. I got to see it and I didn't pay money and I still wanted compensation. The movie is a mess.
But Natalie Portman is in it.
Thinking about, and the funny part was I saw Black Swan again the week before I watched this, and then I watched Natalie Portman in this, and you're like, okay, so that's Natalie Portman acting a week ago, and now this is her just cashing in the money before she gets pregnant, before she has to take that leave of absence, because she's in like 3 more movies this year or something, like. It's all just movies she made last year quickly so that she can take a year off for her child. Come back quick.
And act.
The movie's bad, and the only thought I have when I left the cinema, other than where is my Ghostbusters dude, is I think Super Ex-Girlfriend was better.
Your ex... Alright, so let me get this straight. A movie starring Ashton Kutcher isn't good. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Right? Let me explain something to you. As an honorary member of the Ashton Kutcher fan club, I will not sit here and have you thought this way. I mean, he's made such classics. Butterfly
Dude Effect. Car.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Spread.
Spread. Killers. I mean, with a track record like that, Andrew, please.
I mean, right.
It's of just course there was my boss's daughter.
Right. It's just because you will never be as good looking as Ashton Kutcher, and because he's banging a 50-year-old geriatric, you're just jealous. That's all it is. Right? You want Demi Moore for yourself, and you're letting envy cloud your judgment. I'm sure it was really good.
Son, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Apparently. According to certain tabloids somewhere.
Did you go into this movie with any expectation at all?
I had some expectation. Ashton
Kutcher was in the movie.
Because honestly, like, even if it was Ashton Kutcher...
Don't you learn?
Come on, man. It's a...
It's an Ashton Kutcher movie. Hold on. Come on, man. What?
Remember when the trailers came out, that and Friends with Benefits, we spoke about those trailers.
And we said they were both bad. I remember saying they were both bad. Didn't you remember me saying they were both bad?
I guess I do remember when I mentioned it.
Yes. Yes. And
I know what's the worst part about it. I'm still looking forward to Friends with Benefits.
You are stupid.
I'm still thinking that could be good.
Yeah, man. I love the world you live in. I wish I could visit there sometime.
It's called optimism.
I've never seen... where do you... Alright, so you go down Hope Road and where do you turn to get onto optimism? I haven't seen that turn off.
Okay, so... Fortunately, the rest of the movies I saw were actually kind of good.
Were better than that? Impossible.
I saw The Young Victoria. Finally.
What do you mean by finally? Haven't we been talking about that movie for like 2 years, Douglas?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we really have.
I actually really like
it. Because that movie's kind of awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, really. How have you not watched this movie already?
Douglas. Excuse me, Douglas.
Let's get back to Douglas here. Douglas.
How was the Young Victoria, Douglas?
It was fantastic. I love the period pieces, you know, and Emily Blunt, even with the huge chasm inside
of
her,
shameless human being.
Performance by Michael Fassbender, the breakout performance.
Fuck Fassbender. He wasn't even in that movie.
But Mark Strong, he really was good in
that. Oh, fuck you.
And that music. Oh, the music. You'd love the music.
Speaking of music, I've got some comments on music later for you guys.
Anyways, The Young Victoria was a really good really movie. Good. I didn't expect it to be as good as it was. Because I saw it as just another period piece.
Right.
I assumed that the costumes would be nice, people would talk in really good English accents, and they'd
would,
be like,
would
I'm
be
richer than you.
Right,
and
it would be
whatever. But it actually turned out to be a really interesting
One
story.
One cannot steal rooms. They are where you left them. I love that line. It's so good.
But the best movie I saw this week, and I don't know how you guys feel about this one, I don't think we've ever spoken about this, is Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
With Nicolas Cage and Elizabeth Shue. Nicolas Cage, who's a failed Hollywood writer, gets fired and decides, you know what, I'm going to go to Las Vegas and drink myself to death.
And then he does.
And then he does. And he meets Elizabeth Shue, who's a prostitute. And
of course. So I'd like to say that I have seen this movie, I think I've seen it twice. And while I'm not willing to say it's a bad movie, it is by no means a bad movie. It's a good movie. I just feel that for some reason people have decided to put it up on this pedestal that it does not deserve to be upon.
No, you see.
And I think it's just,
it's
good.
Good.
It's okay.
It's like Hanover good.
I think the pedestal for it, the pedestal is that, oh my God, Nick Cage really was awesome in that movie. That's the pedestal. Everything else is something you've created.
Yeah, but he was awesome in 8mm. He's been awesome in a lot of movies. He's just dwindled into obscurity as the years roll on.
Even Las Vegas was still in his heyday, or at least in the latter part of his heyday.
Back before his ego swallowed the sun.
Before he was like, shit, I didn't get Superman.
Thank God. Christ.
Have you seen those pictures of the supposed Tim Burton Superman?
I don't want to see.
It looks... Have you seen those photos?
Yeah, I've seen them. I've
they
seen
look
them.
Insane.
It was weird because I actually looked at the pictures and I'm like, that's not real. That looks like a Nicolas Cage action figure. That's what it looked like to me. It didn't look like it was a real person.
I can't wait for Drive Angry in 3D.
But anyways, Leaving Las Vegas...
Funnily enough, I'm actually totally watching that movie.
Me too.
Look here. I saw the New Orleans. What's... Bad Lieutenant.
Oh, yeah.
And ever since then, I went, yeah. Like, as long as he's not trying to be dramatic in any way, I'll watch any of those movies.
Switch to Kryptonite.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leaving Las Vegas, I really loved it.
Why?
But one more thing I want to mention, a TV show which just started, it just aired its pilot in the mid season. And I actually really like it. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It is Traffic Light.
I haven't watched it yet.
It has
queued up.
It has the guy from Love Actually, the one who goes to Wisconsin, who has a big knob.
Colin Frizzle.
It also has the guy from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the guy who knows everyone.
Mm.
That's the only way I can describe
the guy that was in the movie for all of 2 seconds.
Yeah, but I remembered him.
I know exactly.
That's because
you
love Scott Pilgrim. I don't.
He says that amazing line of their first album was so much better than their first album. And I die laughing every time I see it.
I didn't even hear that name.
It's a really good show. It looks like it's taking a little bit from The Office style, but it's not gone nowhere near that far. It's a traditional sitcom, but it takes in a little of The Office style in keeping grounded with these three relationships going on, because it's these three friends and they're in their different stages of relationships. One's like married for a couple of years, one just moved in with his girlfriend, and one is a guy who dates a girl every week. And
I've never seen anything like that.
And it's not something you haven't seen before, but at the same time, the first episode I really enjoyed it, and it came off as really funny. These three guys work well together.
What
and
station is it on?
It's, I think it's a Fox show.
Fox, alright.
Wait, hold on, sorry. So
Fox.
This is a movie, it's Fox. This is a movie about three relationships, three couples?
Three couples, yeah. And then
okay.
These three guys
and,
are
and
actually
all
best
friends,
friends,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that show before. It's called Perfect Couples, and it's shit.
Well, watch this one and tell me it's a shit version.
Did you watch Perfect Couples? Like, apparently that is what passes for Thursday night NBC comedy now.
Somebody, look, someone has to convince me to watch TV shows, or I'll watch the ones I like.
No, you know what? If something comes on Thursday night on like the
I'll watch
the
Community,
night, the big comedy night on Rock. NBC. But that's the thing; those are also a part of the big comedy night, right. 30 Rock and Community. Right. So Perfect Couple is now a part of that. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll give it a chance. Clearly, you know, they're
the same roundup that used to have the Cosby Show.
Exactly, same thing.
This is the reason I tried watching Lost. People say it's good.
I say check it out.
When I hear more things about it,
watching Lost.
It's okay.
Good luck.
First season is fun.
How far are you?
I don't know, probably like episode 12 or something like that.
Ooh, Cloud Monsters.
No, I don't reach Cloud Monsters yet. I mean, I guess I've reached a past Polar Bears and a past...
I don't care.
So this week, the trailer for Tom McCarthy's Win-Win came out.
What are you so stressed about?
Money is tight.
The boiler sucks.
How much to fix it?
$6,000.
Holy, my law practice is struggling.
Mr. Poplar has been deemed incapacitated by this court.
Did we win?
And the team is hopeless.
I can't watch this.
You looking for Mr. Poplar?
He's my grandfather. I came to live with him.
I don't have a grandson.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Does your mom even know you're here?
She's at a clinic or something. She doesn't care about me.
She's a druggie. I'm not sending him back there.
So what do we do?
Go to Ohio and beat the crap out of his mom.
Kyle here is going to be working out with us for a little while.
Have you ever wrestled before?
A little.
I don't think we can teach him anything.
Yeah. Douglas, what did you think?
Okay, this trailer looked like it had heart. It did, but it also has Paul Giamatti.
How dare you.
And Paul Giamatti is fucking awesome.
Most of the time,
thank you. So I guess I'll watch it, but it really isn't that appealing to me, to tell you the truth.
I want to see it. I really want to see. It's kind of sad because I know exactly what's going to happen in this movie.
Oh yeah.
But I kind of want to see it. I like all of the people that showed up in the trailer. All those actors.
All those indie people.
I like all of them.
Amy Ram.
I like that. I like his mother because she's in that movie, the TV show with Charlie Sheen, 2.5 Men.
The mother of the young guy. That show's kind of awesome, actually.
The mother of the guy that they're essentially adopting. Came in the latter part of the trailer, and she's the girl from.
I actually love Amy Ryan, to tell you the truth. She's in one of my favorite movies ever done in real life. She's also in The Office on and off, and she's really great.
She's also in Jack Osborne.
I don't know about that movie. She's also in Gone Baby Gone as the coked out mother, and she's just I wish she was in more movies, to tell you the truth. I wish she was in more stuff. I wish I could watch her more often, but
you can keep pressing play.
This is true.
He has a lot to finish.
I like this trailer, but at the same time I didn't love it because it had this weird thing. Like, it started out with that quirky, weird indie comedy style where you see characters just being really strange, like that guy stopping Giamatti and jumping on top of him and warm me up, and he's like, I'm cold, why are you cold? Because I'm on the freaking ground. And they have the whole heart attack joke and stress, and then he finds out he has money trouble, and they have a sound bleeping out the curse word that's obviously there, and that's kind of would be okay for me. And then switches to the sports drama side of it, and I feel like it doesn't transition well in the trailer, but I'm sure it does it better in the film itself.
I hope it's a hard cut.
I saw good reviews coming out of Sundance for this film. I'm going to watch it regardless, but the trailer itself, it's kind of... It's unfocused, is what it is.
I like all the peoples, and that's all that matters.
I really care about Giamatti, because even though he's done a lot of great roles that I love recently, I've seen him kind of playing a generic character of himself, or what I view himself as.
A generic character of himself.
And it just gets kind of, it's just gotten kind of boring to me.
Listen here. What?
He says Giamatti's boring. Next trailer.
Did you not watch Shoot 'Em Up?
Shut up.
I don't think you did.
Shut up.
Clearly not.
Next trailer.
Next trailer.
Submarine.
Submarine. The new trailer for Submarine came out.
Most people think of themselves as individuals, that there's no one on the planet like them. This thought motivates them to get out of bed, eat food, and walk around like nothing's wrong. My name is Oliver Tate. I suppose it's a bit of an affectation, but I often wish there was a film crew following my every move. So I'm in a documentary about a prominent thinker who struggled with unspeakable loss. I've tried smoking a pipe, flipping coins. I've even had a brief art phase, but nothing stuck.
Damien, what did you think?
This trailer is lying. There's no submarines anywhere in that trailer. The hell kind of naming scheme is that? Bait and switch, I say. Bait and switch. I thought he was going to be another Das Boot.
Das Boot!
Bastards! This movie looks in their shit. They aren't even attempting to promote it as anything that anybody who isn't quote-unquote film lover or cinephile, two words I hate, are going to watch. There, it's targeted to you, and sadly me.
I was about to say, I don't know why you hate these words when you are
and sadly,
that.
And sadly me. Yeah. I'd love to see this trailer play in front of like Caribbean, in front of like a Caribbean, like an action movie, like coming Wednesday, Submarines. Everyone's like, what the fuck?
What I find interesting is I went to IMDb and I got the synopsis for the film, and I'm gonna read it for you. You tell me if you got any of this from the trailer. A comedy which follows a 15-year-old boy with two objectives. To lose his virginity before his next birthday.
Saw that.
And to stop his mother from leaving his father.
Didn't
for
see
her
that.
Dance
to, that
for
was
her men- dance teacher.
That wasn't mentioned at any point in the trailer.
But at the same time, the trailer does exactly what you said. It targets me and says, Andrew, you know you want to watch
Look,
me.
It's indie. Look, guys. They're saying shit no 15-year-old person would ever say.
They're
and doing shit
characters.
No 15-year-old person ever did.
The guy
and you,
bought
and you know
a nice
you want
camera
it.
And shot
you know you busy. Want to see it. It's what you want. So shut up and go see it.
I find funny at the end of the trailer when he has that moment where you see them leaving the movie, whatever movie they're watching, and he's like, I wanted to leave but I can't. He's like, why? Because I feel like it's cheating the director if I leave early. If I leave out a movie early. And I'm like, I've had that thought.
I've had an explanation for, because I used to think that way about games and movies, but someone finally explained it to me. Games and movies, their job is to entertain. If they are not entertaining, they have failed to do their job, and it is your job not to watch them anymore. Right? They fail to entertain you, leave. You don't have to feel bad because they've whoever it was that made the game or the movie did a shitty job.
And so it's not your job to support.
It's not your job to suffer through nonsense.
So no,
it's
what do you
our
think
job.
Indie called Submarine.
What do I think of Submarine the trailer?
So what band did you hear in the
trailer? Yeah.
So
yeah, name the three bands that you heard or thought you heard or it reminded you of. And the French filmmaker that it most resembles.
So I was about to say, right, that you see this trailer, it's very indie, and the father had quite the interesting little beard, and he was really weird in the trailer.
Good. In the movie where people are weird.
Yeah, that's. I thought that was novel striking. I thought that that just generally doesn't happen. I mean, weird people in Indy, no. Indy is, I think, as straight middle of the road as generally they come. But, no, to tell you the truth, this movie, this trailer, it doesn't excite me, but it interests me. It intrigues me because I don't quite see exactly where they're going. I suppose now I do because I've heard the synopsis.
Andrew has ruined it for everyone. Right?
But it seems like it could be interesting. It seems like it's weird because I saw it working as a comedy, but they kind of had to tell me that it was a comedy. Right? I looked at these scenes and I'm like, that's not really funny. But at the same time, if I think about it, I could see those things working in like one of these types of comedies. So that's interesting. But yeah, no, I'd watch this movie just because I'm not quite sure where it's going and I want to see, and it looks like it has that sort of quality that I usually like in movies.
You've fallen into the trap.
Yeah, I've fallen into the trap.
That trailer was a trap.
I think it is. And to tell you the truth, you know how I know it's a trap? Because the song that plays throughout the trailer is in French. Come on. They knew that they couldn't make a French movie because they're a bunch of British people. But they said, you know what? The only way Douglas is going to watch this is if he associates it somehow with French cinema. Therefore, just, you don't even need to be French. Just sing the song in French for me, please. Alright?
Now, you know who directed this film?
I saw the name in the trailer, but I've forgotten.
Is it Tom Ford?
No.
Damn it!
It's Richard Ayoade. Which, you probably don't know the name, but he's actually a guy from this British TV show, I don't know if you guys have seen it, called The IT Crowd.
Yes, I have seen pieces
heard
of
it.
Cool. Which one is he, do you know?
He's...
owned.
No, I know who it is, but I'm afraid to describe it. Way
are you about to say that he's the black guy?
Yes, I am.
Racist.
Racist.
I can't remember his name because I don't watch the show.
You're worse than the Top Gear people.
Andrew,
in February, no less.
You have been demoted.
Racist during Black History Month. I cannot believe this. The most racist month of all.
But yeah, and apparently he's directing an episode of Glee or something coming up.
Oh yeah, I guess I have to watch that one. Oh wait, it's Glee. Did you guys enjoy the Glee episode after the Super Bowl?
That was actually kind of fun.
The one after the Super Bowl.
Did you enjoy that after, I'm sure.
But the one that just aired the other day, Valentine's Day episode, I really like that one.
Why?
Why?
Yes, why?
Because it worked. It's the whole idea of these people are singing songs and all this madness in the...
If you look carefully, you see that blue jean is actually a skirt.
Okay. But no, what you're saying, Andrew?
In the Super Bowl episode, I felt that one of the hugest problems of this season came out even worse, which was the Kurt
they're trying
subplot.
To market it to men.
The Kurt subplot has been ruined since he left the...
Yeah, there's no real reason for him to be in the show, right? But they know that he has to because he's the best part.
When I think football, I think Glee.
Actually, you know what?
Black Eyed Peas.
No, to tell you the truth. Alright, forget Black Eyed Peas, but to tell you the truth, when I think football, I do think Glee. You know, I also think about putting rings on things. And, like.
It's okay, you can stop it.
That's fantastic.
Did you
that
watch
is
the
my
Super Bowl?
Favorite
are you
show.
Smoking crack? No. I
no, because you see, I know so many Jamaicans who curse the NFL as stupid, and then the moment the Super Bowl comes on, they're like, I'm watching that.
Look,
because.
When the Super Bowl.
Everything
when
other
the Super Bowl was over. I sat in front of YouTube for about hour and a half watching all the trailers. Commercials. Some were funny.
Some were not.
Some were.
Did you watch the Groupon commercials?
Yes.
Andrew, what was that? You're like, no, yes.
No, I was trying to like, group up. Yes. I was confusing it with the e-trade, with the e-commerce, with the baby touching the guy. Yeah,
I saw that one.
Was terrible. This is garbage.
But Andrew showed me a couple Groupon. And I know there's this big kind of
controversy on the interwebs about it, but there were three commercials, and two of them were just like, blah, whatever. But the first one that I saw, the Tibetan, the one that Andrew just mentioned with Tim Hutton, was hilarious as far as I was concerned.
So funny ads. The ad that impressed me the most, I think it was the Chrysler ad.
Which one is that?
The M&M. The M&M one.
Really?
Because Chrysler, what impressed me the most is that they had imported from Detroit. And
the reason, isn't that the one with Eminem in it?
Or right, right, where Eminem is driving and the N.E. walks. That wasn't the part that impressed me, right?
Okay.
Up until Eminem came out of the car, it was a good ad, right? When they were describing, you know, what Chrysler stood for and where it is coming from and their proud history, that was great. Then they had the celebrity come out and come on stage. I don't even remember what he said because who gives a shit? Eminem is from Detroit, I guess. He's from Detroit, right?
So, yeah, he right. is.
He's made a big deal about it.
And then at the end of the commercial, they put imported from, because they're talking about a luxury car, and by and large, all luxury cars are imported because America for a long time made shitty vehicles. And when they put imported from Detroit, I mean, whoever came up with this ad, a genius, because every single real American who deems themselves real Americans who saw the Super Bowl and saw that ad immediately flipped their perception of what Chrysler as a brand was, because they are now considered real luxury. I thought that was good. That was the one that because Chrysler was doing this is more my background knowledge of cars in general and what Detroit has been going through, but I was really impressed by that.
By the way, speaking of things that you've seen on the internet, have you watched the video about being startled straight?
No.
It's like a rich people's version of scared straight, you know, the thing, you go to prison and whatever, whatever. I don't know, I just thought that was really funny when I saw it.
Startled straight.
Yeah.
Keeping on the Super Bowl and all their ads, I don't know how many you've actually... Well, Damon, you said you saw them all, but I don't know how many
numbers sure I've seen.
What was your favorite of the movie TV spots that came out? Especially the ones that we haven't seen anything of.
Remind me what came out.
The ones that we haven't seen anything of. There was Captain America.
That was
Super 8.
Captain America was my favorite, because it looks like a real movie. I mean, when you see the stills... like when you see the magazine covers of just him with the shield, it looks ridiculous. But how they did it in the movie, like everything kind of fits his outfit in the movie, so it doesn't look as retarded as it. As I, for while I was going, yeah, that doesn't look right. That doesn't look right at all.
From that Captain America ad, I think it still looks retarded.
I think it looked like a movie that I could enjoy watching, but before I didn't have any hopes.
I love how when
Super 8 doesn't show anything, it's another teaser trailer, and it doesn't. I mean, J.J. Abrams really needs to stop this shit, right? Just look, if you're going to put out a trailer, just put out a friggin' trailer, alright? This cloak and dagger nonsense, it's unnecessary, right? If you don't tease the movie, people still going to watch it. The first Batman trailer that came out had Batman doing shit. No confusion.
Did you watch the first Dark Knight trailer?
Not the teaser. The teaser was just the logo.
But that's what this is. It's a teaser. No, so you can't
compare. This came out on the Super Bowl. Dark Knight teaser came out on the internet when no one cared. The first trailer we saw for the Dark Knight on TV was a real trailer. What the hell is Super 8? This explains absolutely nothing. But
just like when we were talking about Submarine, which it knew which market it was going for and it marketed directly, that's what Super 8 did. It marketed directly to me. It went, I have a really high alien invasion interesting idea, and I'm not going to really tell you anything, but I'm going to show you some really cool looking shots.
Let me
explain. And I'll tag J.J. Abrams onto it, and you'll want to watch it.
Battle Los Angeles at this point, I'm far more interested than Super 8. Because I've seen what Battle Los Angeles is promising to do. I still have no fucking idea what Super 8 is doing. There's like, there's a train and people running, and even the cowboys versus aliens, right? Yeah. We saw the first trailer, we're like, I don't think you guys were that hot on it, but I saw James Bond shoot alien with his wrist. So I'm going to watch that movie regardless. And they put out another teaser which is pretty much more of the same, and I'm going to watch. Did we ever talk about the Priest trailer?
I think we did at one point, but
did we? Whether we did or we did not, I don't want to watch
what? Really? I saw the trailer that they put. I think it's the second trailer, whatever it is.
I've seen the second trailer, yeah.
Right. I mean, I wasn't looking forward to it, but after I saw that trailer, okay. I was like,
All right. First of all, did you see Legion last year?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It's god awful. I don't know if you knew Tyrese was in that movie. It's pretty bad.
Priest is Legion Part 2.
No, but Priest looks awesome. It does.
I love in that trailer. I like that trailer where it's giving you the story, and then the moment that it brings up like these twirly things, it immediately says in 3D, and you're like, you know, from you see the things come up, you know, it's
okay. I'll tell you the one thing.
It gives me the same feeling that Underworld used to give me. Where I went to watch those movies, like it's fun. I mean, they're not great movies, but I still enjoy them.
I don't know why Paul Bettany's trying to be an action star.
Because he's crazy. But you know what? There's one thing that interests me about that trailer, and that is how uncanny it is that Carl Urban looks so much like John Marston. From Red Dead Redemption,
it's true.
That trailer.
And it's true.
He needs to be John Marston in the movie.
He does. All he needs is a scar here, and that would be complete.
And I'm scared.
Yeah, Keith is the country singer.
Yeah. I like that there's more cowboy type movies.
Alright, the last trailer I wanted to talk about is one that just came out today. We all watched it together, the X-Men trailer. X-Men First Class.
It shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States. The cost of freedom is always high. No one can foresee precisely what course it will take. One path we shall never choose, and that is the path of surrender.
Ready for this?
Let's find out.
Damon gets it out of your way.
Fassbender!
For some reason you didn't know Fassbender.
I didn't know, honestly. Like, wait. That's Fassbender.
It's Bono.
He's in the movie. That's good stuff. I don't know if you know, Matthew Vaughn is doing this movie, yes. Do you know what else he's done? He's done some other Kick-Ass movies,
as,
guys.
As far as I'm concerned, Matthew Vaughn can do no
wrong. Freaking perfect at this point. McAvoy is in it. And Fassbender is in it.
And we heard your love for McAvoy, don't
we? Yeah, and I do enjoy Fassbender. And the trailer, despite obvious biases that was clearly clouding my judgment, the trailer looked good. It looked really, it showed mutants, it showed them doing shit, and I didn't see anything that looked remotely like the third movie anywhere in that movie. So hopefully it's really good.
What makes me happy, the most happy, even though I should probably double check this, but nowhere in the trailer did it say in 3D.
Okay.
I'm tired of seeing the 3D action movies. I want to just go and watch a regular movie.
Haters. Stop hating on 3D. It's not going anywhere. Right? You can hate all you want. They've been pumping zillions of dollars into it. Whether you want it or not, no one gives a shit. You're going to have to do it, so just get over it.
This movie, before I saw this trailer, was on my must-see list for the year on my 25 movies of 2011, but
No, it's, you know, up there, right on the Tree of Life.
What does that mean? Does that mean it's nothing?
It's not under 25.
Or is it under 25? Because, like,
it's really,
because,
high.
Like,
it means it's really high on the 25.
So the high numbers.
Oh, okay,
alright,
alright. All
right. Oh, so it's near one?
Single digits. Because you made it sound as if there was a difference. You were like, first it was,
yeah,
but no.
No.
It is? No, that don't make sense.
Trailer, so smart it.
You did say
that. Anyway, say guys, when is Looper coming out? Are we ever going to see that movie?
Probably the next year, I'm sure.
Alright, so are you finished talking
about this? I'm finished.
You guys
Fassbender, isn't it?
Fassbender. Okay, so this trailer, the funny thing about this trailer is I didn't need it. Statistically.
No, we didn't need it.
Statistically.
What?
Statistically, we've got Matthew Vaughn.
Uh-huh.
We've got Michael Fassbender.
Right.
We've got what?
We call him by his name.
We've got
McAvoy.
Kevin Bacon. No, I didn't need him.
Is Kevin Bacon in this
movie? I'm pretty sure he's in this movie. Isn't Kevin Bacon in this movie?
I didn't know Fassbender was in the movie.
Anyway, either way, that's not a statistic that really I care about.
I like it.
But those first three names were enough for me to know that
yes, he is.
Yep,
that first name was enough.
Exactly, enough for me to know that.
And Reed Dolly is in it.
What?
She's Mystique.
Wow. All right, guys. Is Nolan putting out a movie this year? No, this is movie's number one.
Stop. Wait,
guys.
Okay.
This movie's number one.
Who is Reed Dolly?
Winter's Bone girl. From
because I'm like, what? Who are you talking about? I didn't even paired over.
What's her name again?
Jennifer
Lawrence. Yeah.
And January Jones, who I really like from Mad Men, is in it.
Yeah. Oh, that's Joan, right?
Yeah. No, it's not Joan.
No,
It's Betty. It's John Hamm's wife.
Oh, okay.
This movie's awesome.
So,
when
like
is this
I said,
movie coming out, guys?
Coming out in the summer.
Right.
Like I said, those three firsts.
And Nolan isn't putting
Matthew
out that
movie. Matthew Vaughn, Fassbender, and the other guy.
Yeah, he's busy working on Batman 3. That won't
the Darkest Night. Black Knight. Why is it the name of the movie Dark Knight Rises?
I think
Darkest Night.
I don't know.
It was right there.
I don't know
why.
Was
that not the
but
name?
Every time I read that, I keep thinking to myself, it's a working title. He hasn't thought of it yet. He's just put that out there so people will stop pestering him. And
shut up! I'm doing Batman 3. Just go away. Leave me alone. I have shit to write.
And come next year, we hear it's really whatever is an awesome
the
title.
Darkest Night.
Anyways, yeah, X-Men First Class.
Everyone call it Batman and Robin.
I find it ridiculous.
Batman Forever was
going around as soon as we heard Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in talks to be on Batman 3. They're all like, Robin. Even though Nolan from movie number one has said Robin will never appear in
just,
movies.
Let's call it Batman Forever and Tim Fate. Like, this is how awesome I know this movie is going to be. Batman Forever. What? Are you high? Is he high? We can't use that.
Anyways.
But this is now number one. I've erased whatever nonsense. Looper is now number two, although it probably won't come up this year again. This is. And Coen Brothers, them not putting out anything this year. Yeah. By Christmas, they'll put out something. It don't take them that long.
Yeah, Looper is next year, just as you know.
Oh, great. So, this is definitely nailed down as number one. And Looper will be number two next year because, hey guys, Nolan's putting out a movie. I don't know if you've heard.
Anyways, moving on.
We'll be right back. Sometimes I wish I had an easy answer for why I'm depressed.
Welcome to 3 North, Craig, our adult psychiatric floor. Our teen floor is undergoing some renovations.
Is there a place here for people more like me?
I got all kinds of patients here, man.
Hey, Bobby.
How about a tour for our new friend, Craig?
What is it you do here?
Same thing as you.
What were you doing in the emergency room?
ER has the best coffee, son.
I really don't think I belong here.
5 days, Craig, minimum.
Craig.
This week I wanted us to sit down and watch It's Kind of a Funny Story. It's the latest film from Ryan Fleck and Anna Boden, the people who brought us Half Nelson as well as Sugar. Stars Zach Galifianakis and I don't know why I can't remember any other name. There's Jimmy Gaffigan. I can't remember the child's name.
Jimmy it's Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
That's his name.
Not
Marshall
Lizzo.
From
I know it is. I don't remember his name. Floorboard.
And a man who kind of reminds me of Casey Jones.
Yeah, it stars Keir Gilchrist, Dana Deverston, Emma Robertson, and Zach Galifianakis.
Wait to do your research, Andrew. Not like you picked the movie or anything.
So, Douglas, what do you think it is?
I think that the name of the film is apt because it says it's the name of the movie is It's Kind of a Funny Story, and the truth about this movie is it's kind of a good movie, but it's not great. It's, you know, kind of okay, and that's about all it is. I really did enjoy. There was one piece of the movie, of course, you're going to make fun of it because it's music related, but they break out in song and it becomes this fantasy slash dreamscape performance that they're doing where they're singing Under Pressure by
Queen and David Bowie.
And I think that song is fantastic. And not only that, I think that the dreamscape, the scene and the costumes that these guys put on for that scene is they are very, what's the word, outlandish and kind of great to look at, and I really did like that scene. The movie itself was, as I say, it was alright, it was fairly decent. The story was good, you know. It was just like an average movie, essentially, and it's not that I didn't enjoy it. I did enjoy it. I thought it was okay. There's really not much more that I can say about this movie. It's like, it's alright. I don't know what else to say other than that. Like, would I watch it again?
I don't know,
I suppose.
You know, shoulder shrugs don't play.
Yeah.
So Damien, you're a 50-50 guy with Ryan Fleck and Anna Boden so far. How does this movie tilt them back into your favor or out?
No, it's better than Sugar, that's for goddamn sure. none of you guys have said what this movie is about.
I know. I was wondering how come I all of a sudden
got the microphone
the
baton.
I
picked this movie. Douglas, what did you think? So the main character, he is a
depressed.
How should I put this? He's a whiny little bitch, and so he checks himself into a mental institution because he lacks attention. Unbeknownst to him, people at the mental institution weren't ready to let him out of their sight quite just yet. And it turns out that he finds, you know, friends and the love of his life, and things kind of start to work out for him by spending time in this mental institution. And they make mention of this towards the end, as you know, this probably isn't how it would be if you checked yourself into a mental institution. Probably wouldn't play out like this. But I thought the movie was pretty good. I mean, we saw the trailer and we were all excited to see the movie.
Yeah, I definitely was.
The movie didn't disappoint. It didn't. It's not like an instant classic. I should watch it. I'm pretty sure I'll watch it again. Like, if I saw this movie on at any point, I'd go,
yeah,
I remember watching
TV.
This movie.
Yeah.
And you watch it again, and it's not a movie that I'd actively, you know, promote to people and say, hey guys, you know, you really need to see this movie because so and so and so. You know, I enjoyed most of the performances. There are a few cast members that, even for a mental institution, felt kind of out of place. And the breaking out in song thing played well for Douglas, not so much for me.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Like, I understand that it was very jarring and it was weird and it didn't quite play well with the rest of the movie. But, of course, I kind of overlooked that because of how much I enjoyed the piece by itself.
Right. And, yeah. I mean, I've made my feelings about musicals known. I don't like it. Pretty cut and dry at this point. But what... I think the reason I'm not more down on this movie is because after I saw the movie, I made a mistake and I went on the internet and saw what people were writing about the movie. And there was a lot of people who tried to be clever. They're like, it's kind of a funny story. Not really. And there was about 50 different, you know, puns.
So are you saying
along that line.
Are you saying that my description of this movie was stupid?
No, you said it is, the title was apt. They were making jokes about the title. They're like, it's not really that good a movie. Or whatever it was. But they were just being lazy. And if you're going to have a headline like that and then write like two paragraphs and, you know, not really explain anything about the movie, I think that is why I did enjoy the movie, just not as I would have liked it, have enjoyed it more. There's a few things I think they could have done to make the movie better, in my opinion. But as the movie stands, anyone can watch it. It's not, I don't see it being, you know, that offensive to anyone, unless you're Jamaican. And in which case,
anything is offensive.
Yeah,
you know? Just,
unless Madea is in it, though, or Shibada, though, but we say that. Right. That's it. So, Andrew, you picked this movie.
I hated this movie.
Really? Wow.
And it's a different kind of hate than films like. give me a second. You'll understand as soon as I explain.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the statement. It triggered a joke.
Okay. Other than movies which, you know, we don't like. Like, you guys mentioned earlier, movies that you will not mention. Like, I'm sure if I watch that movie, that's a different kind of hate than the hate I have for this movie. There are movies... one of the worst kinds of movies I find to watch are movies that leave you thinking nothing. Leave you with nothing when you've realized that you've lost 90 minutes of your time and you have gotten absolutely nothing. There are movies you love and there are movies that make you hate them. And those movies are, I think, better than movies that just go blast.
Flat out garbage.
There's nothing particularly bad about the filmmaking or about the acting or about anything, but you just never feel... you never have any connection with it. And you just feel like you're being taken by the hand and walked across the park and you're being shown there's that and that and you're like, nothing in here interests
Andrew,
me.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Both me and Douglas have seen The Double Life of Ronnie. And that is what you're saying now describes exactly what I felt.
Wait,
after
on,
watching
Andrew
that movie.
Not watch that movie.
I still haven't watched that movie.
What?
And
no, Andrew. Andrew, you have to watch that movie.
Andrew, I am your
an
friend.
Experience in
and
itself.
I am telling you, you don't need to see it.
I don't believe you. The first part, not the second.
The no amount of critic credibility gain from watching that movie will outweigh what you lose by watching that movie.
I thought Galifianakis showed a little bit more chops. A little bit more
acting chops.
Acting chops or through this movie, because up until this point he's just been the idiot in the room for every film.
By the way, can I tell you, I'm not sure. Oh yes, I did talk about Due Date.
You talked about it last week.
What? We had a podcast last week?
No, we didn't.
No, I don't think we did.
I don't think
we talked about Blue Valentine or anything like that. No.
Yeah, we should really watch that. I hear that movie's really good.
I love Ryan Gosling. It has to be great.
Anyways, we're talking about Galifianakis.
We should still know that.
No, but I remember watching him in that movie, and there's a scene in the end where he's in a TV show, and I thought that he would probably do really well on a TV show. Like that scene was really funny, and it was kind of generic but really funny.
His personality would play well on a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, from all the movies I've seen him do, from Hangover to Due Date, even though he's played the same role and people complain about how he's probably a one-note character, and if you see his stand-up, he's kind of just like that.
It wasn't very good.
I always had this feeling that there was more to him, and he would be able to stretch into more of a dramatic role if you asked him to. And this film proved it to me. Like he was good in it, but at the same time, I never felt anything.
You see the thing about Galifianakis's performance in this movie. Yes, he did well with what he had to do, but he didn't have to do much. So, like, I'm not belittling what he did, because he really, like you said, he stretched himself. He did more than expected. He did what he went against the grain of what people are probably used to seeing him do. But he still, I don't think he's convinced me enough to say yes, you are the next big thing.
Anyone can play, you know, that distant person who, you know, standoffish all the time. You just have to do what Mark Wahlberg does, just blankly stare at the camera and people will read into it what they want.
I guess, but on the same note, I saw something positive there, is all I'm saying. But overall, the movie, when it ended, I was like, it was nothing to me. It was an empty shell of a film. It was 90 minutes that I lost.
I realize what keeps happening to you, and it's time you rectify this. You need to stop going into movies with unwarranted expectations. Just say to yourself, I'm just going to watch this movie. And whatever comes out, it comes out. I mean, there's movies I can understand that you're hyped up about. But why did you have such expectations for this movie?
Half Nelson. And Sugar, which liked.
You like Sugar.
Oh, I like Sugar.
I think that's why.
It's kind of like you. I imagine when you watch Sugar, you went in with high expectations.
And I expected a decent movie. I don't like baseball.
Alright, the baseball angle ruined it for you.
It's shitty cricket. That's what it is. It really did. It really, really did. It wasn't Major League, so it wasn't funny.
Major League was awesome. Yeah.
Trying to think, who should I pick out of the hat to do this comparison with? No, I can't think of anything right.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm Jordan Bearer.
Yeah, but you're more coherent in this podcast. Not like a certain podcast shall not be named.
Thankfully, it will never be named because it's never coming out. Yeah. Wow, that was...
Never podcast was some... without liquor again.
Yeah, seriously.
That's a rule. Even when you start your AA path, you have to go break. This will be a safe zone. We'll watch
it. So you guys say rent it if you can.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if you get a chance to see it. For people who don't live in Jamaica, if you see it on Netflix.
So I say there are other movies you can watch.
There's always other movies.
So this week in the discussion, I didn't think of anything.
Alright, this podcast is over.
So but unless you guys have anything you particularly want to discuss from this week.
Why are you such a terrible host?
So I think what we should discuss is, can Zach Galifianakis actually play a serious role?
Can he be cast in a Chris Nolan film?
Yes. What's his name?
Pan Oswalt. Yeah. He came in big fan. Uh-huh. All these comedians, eventually, they strap them down and have them be brooding and miserably in a movie. Mm-hmm. And they prove that they don't have to just be funny people. And, you know, for a good number of them, it works. Some of them, it absolutely doesn't. Like Chris Rock, who shouldn't be in movies, period. His movies are always terrible. That's what they become of that.
That's exactly what they become. On that note, I think it's best for saying goodnight.
Violence.
That's what they become of that. Thank you all for listening.
You are welcome, Douglas.
Also, on a side note, this past week I was featured on Fat Guys at the Movies.
No, not again.
Go to fatguysatmovies.com. It should be online by the time this episode is live. Shit about movies. And you can go listen to me and Kevin Carr talk about films that we didn't see.
Yeah, that's going to be a long, long list when it gets
to. Shit. Anyways, thanks for listening and good night.